truth. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, both Doctors Creek and South Sulphur. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw an article you wrote here recently in the Cooper Review, and there's another item on Facebook, but it said prescription nature, and you kind of made offhanded comments along those lines on this program before, but kind of summarize that article that was in the Cooper Review.
Well, I'm trying to tell people that going outside, experiencing nature, exercising in nature can make you feel better, healthier, happier. I mean, it can change your life if you do it on a consistent basis. And the research is evident, quite evident to that fact, that people that spend time outside, they're on average happier and healthier than those that don't. And Cooper Lake State Park and our other 90-plus state parks are that perfect location.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, obviously, so many people have been cooped up this year and probably never more so in need of getting out and enjoying the outdoors than they are right now.
Exactly. We have 15 miles of trails, and I'm looking at building more trails over the next year. We have a beautiful venue for camping, awesome day use locations for picnics. This is the place to be, outside.
Can you tell me more about your plans for building more trails? I'm sure that's in the early stages. But
we have a trails ranger, Ramon Diaz, and he's doing a fantastic job. And by the way, if any of your listeners are interested in getting involved here at the park, volunteering, Ramon needs additional help to maintain the trails we already have. And also, when we start building trails, we need volunteers to help with that. But looking at building a trail at South Sulphur, at the South Sulphur unit from the westernmost boundary all the way to the Tyra boat ramp. And that's going to be about 10 miles. And
gosh,
a lot of people, you know, that may be too much, but there's a significant segment of the hiking population that gravitate and want these longer trails. And we're going to build a trail for just that.
Hmm. And is that just totally wild country right now, or forest land? Or?
You know, we try to conserve what we have. So we're looking at using some existing trails, connecting some existing trails, mm-hmm. using some fire breaks and other right of ways through the park to connect the western to the eastern boundary. Now we're going to have to cut some trails through virgin woods thoughtfully, mm-hmm. but I'm going to produce that the best I can.
Yeah, understood.
I want people to experience
right.
nature, but we want to maintain what we have.
Well, they used to say you have to break an egg to make an omelet. Sometimes
we don't have to break more than one or
right,
two.
Right, understood.
Okay.
Did you say Ramon Diaz is
Ramon is our trails ranger, and he's in charge of our vast trail system here at the South Sulphur Unit.
I see. We're talking with Steve Killian, Cooper Lake State Park superintendent, so we'll be watching for developments on that. I was looking at your Facebook page. It's beautiful photo taken from, I guess, the porch of one of the cabins looking out over the lake. And I don't suppose all of the cabins look out over the lake quite that way. But describe how many cabins do you have out there for that people are able to rent, and just kind of describe the nature of those cabins.
Okay, we have 14 large cabins, and I would say probably 6 or 7 of those cabins, you will have direct view access to the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the picture that I took was from cabin number 1, I believe, and it's our El Primo cabin. I love that cabin. And that photo shows you what you can experience if you rent that cabin or a few other of our cabins here at the Cooper Lake. Right now, we're renting them only on the weekends because of COVID. You know, we have COVID cleaning criteria. So, but they're booked over the next probably 4 to 5 weeks into the future. So, if your listeners are interested, they need to get online and make a reservation just mm-hmm. as soon as possible.
Is that all? You said there's about 14, but
we have 14. We have, I think, 8 have wood views.
I see.
Which are beautiful in those, and of themselves. And then we have six that have these lake views, which are just stunning.
Are the others not on the lake also booked for weeks in advance?
Yes. I see. All 14 cabins every weekend for the next...
Well, just have to make your plan.
Multiple weeks, they're booked. And you know, we're at 75% capacity now. And we are just breaking records every month. We were up 20% this past month on visitation, and about 25% throughout the summer. So people are loving Cooper Lake State Park, and they're loving the experience, the outdoor experience they have here.
Great. We had we're almost out of time. We had talked about the leaves turning colors. Does that typically happen before the first frost, Steve, or not until the first frost?
Well, what we need is cool nights. And I look back to some of the pictures I took last year, and the absolute peak in 2019 was November the 9th.
We
still have a few days before we reach peak color.
Yeah.
But last year, November 9th, and it's going to depend. We need a little bit of rain for El Primo colors, but we're getting the cool nights, which is helping.
Yeah. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
It's always fun. Thanks.
Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.